With all of the recent changes going on in the real estate industry, what's more important than ever is defining and communicating your value proposition as a real estate agent. We're going to talk about that today. Stay tuned. This episode of Keeping It Real is brought to you by Real Geeks. How many homes are you going to sell this year? Do you have the right tools? Is your website turning soft leads into interested buyers? Are you spending money on leads that aren't converting? Well, Real Geeks is your solution. Find out why agents across the country choose Real Geeks as their technology partner. Real Geeks was created by an agent for agents. They pride themselves on delivering a sales and marketing solution so that you can easily generate more business. Their agent websites are fast and built for lead conversion with a smooth search experience for your visitors. Real Geeks also includes an easy-to-use agent CRM. So once a lead signs up on your website, you can track their interest and have great follow-up conversations. Real Geeks is loaded with a ton of marketing tools to nurture your leads and increase brand awareness. Visit realgeeks.com/keepingitrealpod and find out why realtors come to Real Geeks to generate more business. Again, visit realgeeks.com/keepingitrealpod. And now, onto our show. Today's episode is sponsored by Virtual Staging AI. Are you looking for a cheaper and faster alternative for your virtual staging? Check out Virtual Staging AI. They offer an innovative AI staging service that gets you results in seconds and for less than $1 per picture. It's really easy to use. Just upload a picture, choose a room type, for example, a bedroom or a living room, and a furniture style like modern or farmhouse, and 30 seconds later, you get the stage results. Try it now for free at virtualstagingai.app. Again, that's virtualstagingai.app. And now, on to our show.
With me, business, wealth, and health with Erin Helling. And we're jumping right into episode 3, defining and communicating your value proposition as a real estate agent. In light of the NAR settlement, we're going to talk today about how it's more important than ever to be able to clearly and concisely communicate the value that you bring to your clients. Why should they use you as a realtor? And why should they use their hard-earned money to pay for it? We're going to get into the details of this, but first, let's recap our last two episodes. In our first session, I challenge you to describe your ideal business and then define it in terms of wealth and health. So look at it from the perspective of wealth and health. I hope you spent time doing this. If you didn't, that's okay. You can go back and do it, but it will carry over into today's topic. And knowing what your business is about, what it is for, and how it serves you will help you immensely communicate to your buyer how you can help them and what you can bring to your clients. In our last session, we talked about time blocking and calendar management. So I challenged you to set your working hours, list out everything you needed to do in that time frame, prioritize your list, then associate a time with each of those tasks, schedule the most important things first, and then actually block those times on your calendar. Hopefully you did that. Hopefully you stuck to it. And I bet you saw results. I'd love to hear how it went for you. Please email me. Let me know. Really curious. Hopefully, though, you saw how much easier it is to prioritize and schedule the most important things after you put in the effort to define and describe your business. Once you truly know why you're a realtor and why you're running this business, priorities become so much clearer, and your value proposition will as well. So let's talk briefly about the NAR settlement. We're not going to get into the details. You really need to do your homework and do your research on this. There is a lot of bad information out there. There's a lot of information about the NAR settlement. Make sure that you are checking your source, make sure your source is trustworthy and that you can actually believe what you're reading or what you're hearing. Okay. So take it from NAR directly, take it from your broker. DJ has some really good content here on this podcast that he can share too. I really liked that. But just know there's some fake news out there. There's some people out there that don't understand it, and they're trying to explain to other people what it is without a clear understanding. So be really, really careful. Check your source. Don't believe everything you read, but do your own homework, do your own research. And I encourage you to not overthink it. I don't think this is going to change the industry as much as a lot of people think. But really, it's up to you guys as realtors to decide how much this changes. So let's talk about this, the whole thing. It started because of lawsuits about inflated fees and a violation of antitrust laws. So these lawsuits were filed. They were aimed to make the market more approachable and opening up the opportunity to buy to more people. It was supposed to be about opening up price transparency and competition. Now, whether or not the outcome will actually make the market more approachable or prevent buyers and sellers from being taken advantage of is clearly up for debate. It's all over the place. But we're not going to get into that. I suggest not getting wrapped up in your opinion on the matter because, frankly, it doesn't matter. Unless you're in a position to change the outcome of the settlement or what changes NAR will send down as a result, I don't think you should spend your energy on who's right, who's wrong, you know, who's doing what here. I think that you should spend your energy on being a better realtor and using this as an opportunity to create a competitive advantage for yourself. So I encourage you again, look at this as an opportunity and look at it as a way to provide more value for your clients. Some things you need to know about the settlement. NAR does not set commissions, and commissions were negotiable long before the settlement. They are and will remain entirely negotiable between brokers and their clients. Okay, so really no change there. NAR agreed to create a new MLS rule prohibiting offers of compensation on the MLS. This would mean that offers of compensation could not be communicated on the MLS, but they could continue to be an option consumers could pursue off MLS through negotiation and consultation. Okay, so you just can't list this compensation directly on the MLS, but it's still negotiable and it's still something that you can do in the same way we were doing before. NAR also agreed to create a new rule requiring MLS participants working with buyers to enter into written agreements with their buyers before the buyer tours a home. NAR has long encouraged its members to use written agreements to help consumers understand exactly what services and value they provide and for how much. I'm sure your brokers tell you guys to do this. Try to get a buyer rep agreement before you take them into the home. That's no longer optional. You have to have an agreement with them before you show them a house, before you show them any listing. So honestly, guys, there isn't a ton that has changed. So the bottom line is cooperative compensation is in the best interest of consumers. This is directly from NAR. They said this. Cooperative compensation is in the best interest of consumers. NAR members can use these changes as an opportunity to explain the options to their clients. So guys, the standard of practice has changed. It's changed a little bit, but I encourage you now at this point, you have a little bit of leeway here. Define your own standard and hold yourself to that standard. So before, compromise and collaboration were required, and now it's optional. So you don't have to compromise. You don't have to collaborate. But I kind of hope that you do. I want you to ask yourself, what do you want your work life to look like? Do you want it to be collaborative and cooperative? Do you want to work together to help your clients? I know you guys have all been there in these transactions where it feels like the other realtor is doing everything in their power not to get the property to close. It's a nightmare, right? It seems like everyone is working so much extra and it ends up closing anyway, and it's just not fun. But when you and the other realtor are like in sync, getting stuff done, working together, it's awesome and everyone's happy and you can't wait to work with that realtor again. That's what I want my life to look like. That's what I want my work life to look like. So you can choose that, or you can choose a battle, right? You can choose a struggle if you choose not to collaborate and compromise. So keep that in mind. Okay, so given all of this, this is my opinion here. Transparency matters. It has always mattered, but it matters even more now. Honesty matters. Staying true to your word matters. It matters when you deal with clients, it matters when you deal with other realtors, and it matters to your broker in the industry. With that in mind, think about the realtor that you want to be, and let's turn that into a value proposition. Indeed.com defines a real estate value proposition as a statement that informs clients and customers about a real estate agent's value to them and their needs. Most value propositions talk about important details, such as what the agent can do for their clients, how customers can benefit from them, and why customers should choose the agent over their competitors. I really like this definition, so we're going to go with this. There's lots of definitions of value proposition. Just Google it. But I like this one. So we're going to focus on the three things they talk about in here. What can you do for your clients, number one. Two, how your clients can benefit from your service and expertise. And three, why your clients should choose you. So before we do that, we need to do some work. I have a PDF in the show notes that will help you walk through the exercise that we're about to do. So hit pause, grab that PDF, print it out, and take some notes. And you're probably going to need more time than just this video. So don't hesitate to do that. You can do it more than once. The more effort you put in here, the more work you put into this, the better your value proposition is going to be. More importantly than that, the better you're going to be at communicating and expressing your value proposition. Okay. So the last page of the PDF is where you can consolidate all of your brainstorming and notes into a comprehensive value proposition. So use the first two pages to brainstorm, chicken scratch everywhere, write it out, and then use page three as like your pretty final copy. Let's dive right in. So first, you're going to define your ideal client. You may have heard this described as your client avatar. So an ideal client avatar is a dynamic and detailed profile of your ideal client. It explores things like their likes, dislikes, and demographics that tell you more about who they are. But more importantly, an ideal client avatar will tell you what worries and problems your customer has, along with what they value and ultimately desire from you. So think that through. Figure out who your ideal client is. Then you're going to define your primary purpose. So where do you want to focus? You don't need to get too specific here. You just simply put, are you looking to help people buy, sell, rent? Are you focusing on residential properties, commercial properties, land, mixed use? Be specific. Remember, this is your ideal purpose and your ideal agent. Your ideal client. This isn't the only person you're going to work on or with, but it's the ideal situation that would just light your soul on fire if you got to work with these clients exclusively every day for all eternity. Okay. So we need to reflect on and really think about who we are and the type of agent we want to be. So ask yourself these questions. And again, they're listed out on the PDF. What sets you apart? What makes you different? This doesn't have to be anything profound, so don't put a ton of pressure on yourself. Maybe it's as simple as you're a single mom and you want to help other single moms. Or maybe you're retired military and you're passionate about helping other veterans find suitable housing. It doesn't have to be anything crazy. You don't have to change who you are. This is about who you are, and who you are is different and unique in and of itself. So don't overthink that. So it matters here that you're truly you and authentic. So whatever you come up with, whatever this is, write it down, define it, own it, and be it. Then you're going to ask yourself, what expertise do you have? What is your competitive advantage? If you haven't heard that term before, it's a condition or circumstance that puts you in a favorable or superior business position. So what makes you better than other agents? What specific thing? Not saying you need to think of yourself as better than everyone else, but there's something about you that you're really, really good at, or there's just a character trait that you have that just makes you so uniquely great at being an agent. You all have it, I promise. And it's also okay if other agents have it too. It's not like you're the only person who can be compassionate, or you're the only person who has an attention to detail. Don't worry about comparing yourself to others here. Think about you and only you. All right, so write down every single thing you can think of. You're just brainstorming. And now we're going to move on to values. Brainstorm all of your values. Just write them down. What values do you hold personally? And what values do you want your business to hold? If you're not really sure where to start here, just Google values. You'll get like a list of hundreds of values and just go through them and figure out what speaks to you and what resonates with you. So then you're going to test your values. So it's easy for you to say like, yeah, honesty matters, right? Like I think most people would say that mostly because the Realtor Association says that we need to be honest, but maybe that's not like a main value for you. Like maybe that's not like a steadfast foundational thing for you. That's fine. So let's test what you think are your values. A couple ways you can do this is asking yourself, when were you most proud of your business? Think about the time you were most proud in the history of your business. When were you most fulfilled by your business? When were you happiest in your business? So hopefully the values that you see when you think about those situations line up with the values that you wrote down. If they didn't, just repeat this step over again and make sure that your values are actually in alignment with what's fulfilling to you and what makes you proud in your business. So once you're done with this part, you're going to go through and you're going to prioritize these values. So associate each with a number starting at 1 and going all the way until you run out of values. Whichever is most important comes first. The least important one should be last. Then you're going to focus on your top 5 values and all the brainstorming you've done. And we're going to answer those questions we discussed in the beginning. Number 1, what can you do for your clients? What outcome can they expect? Focus on the quality of your work. Focus on your proficiency and your results. Okay. Number 2, how can your clients benefit from your service and expertise? Focus here on your outcomes. Focus on your competitive advantage. Focus on the feedback you've gotten from previous clients and all the reviews you've compiled from previous clients. And if you're a new agent and you don't have these yet, just focus on the things that you've been told throughout your life. Number 3, why should customers choose you? Focus here on your values. Focus on who you are and what your business stands for, and then focus on your reputation and credibility. Once you've done that, we're going to move on and we're going to write our mission statement or our value statement. Maybe you call it a personal objective, business impact statement. There's tons of different terms for it. I call it a mission statement with my military background. I think that clearly and concisely communicates what it is I'm trying to say. So theclose.com says a mission statement outlines the difference you want to make in your community, demographic, or industry. It's your core identity. It's the main reason you wake up every day and hustle your little heart out in real estate. I love that definition. Hustle your little heart out. So I'm going to give you a short template, and this again is on the PDF. So there's a couple blanks you've got to fill in. So you're going to put your name in the first blank, and then it says mission. So you're going to put like Erin Helly's mission is to blank. You're going to fill in that blank with your primary purpose that you already defined earlier in this video. 4, blank, fill in with your primary client that you also have already defined. By, fill in the blank with how you achieve your purpose. So you're going to consolidate the bullets that you just came up with into a comprehensive and compelling statement. Okay, don't get too wrapped up in this format. This is just an idea for you. You don't have to use it. There's no template here. There's no specific format. It's just so important that you make this uniquely you. The more unique, the better. The more it resonates with you, the better. The more meaning it has for you, the better. I don't care how corny it is. Think about all the taglines that just pop in your head when I say the word taglines. A lot of them are corny, but you say them and you associate them with a business immediately. That's what you want people to do for you. But if you can't even do that for yourself, no one else can do it for you either. Okay. So I want you guys to notice something here. Notice how never in this whole video did I encourage you to share how many closings you've had, how much volume. Why? Your clients do care about this. Don't get me wrong. But this is not the number one thing they care about. It should not be your focus. So I'm going to give you guys an example. Redfin's top 10 qualities of a good real estate agent. Number one, honesty and integrity. Number two, knowledge and expertise. Three, attention to detail. Four, communication skills. Five, negotiation skills. Six, dedication and determination. Seven, team support. Eight, compassion. Nine, there it is, experience. And 10 is resourcefulness. Okay, so I just don't want you to focus on closings and volume in your main, you know, your main pitch, your main mission statement about who you are and what you represent, because honestly, people don't care as much about those as you think they do. Other agents might, your broker might, you obviously do, but your clients don't. It's number 9 out of the list of 10, okay? So, but again, you want to have this information, but you want to just give it when they ask. Don't necessarily bring it up right off the bat. So again, focus on your market expertise and just have that data prepared if they ask. Be confident, genuine, and authentic as you communicate this. So once you've completed your value proposition, write it down repeatedly, commit it to memory, and share it with everyone, everyone. The next time someone asks you what you do for a living, don't say I'm a realtor. Instead, I challenge you to recite your mission statement. Whew, that's it. Okay, step by step, defining and communicating your value proposition. Remember that I'm all about goals, action, and results. You set the goals, I'll give you the action, and together we'll achieve exceptional results. So the action step here is to create your value proposition. Again, check out the handout and feel free to share with me what you came up with. My email is just erin.m.helly@gmail.com. And send it to me. I want to hear from you. I want to see what you came up with. I'll give you some feedback. In our next segment, I'm going to walk you through my value proposition, and we're going to take it a step further and talk about what to do with your value proposition once you're done with it. All right, that's it for today. See you next time. I'm Erin Helly, and this was the Grow With Me segment with a focus on business, wealth, and health. I'm a dream builder, team leader, and financially free realtor who wants to help you achieve all of your goals.